people. This is the Gilmore Girl. Do I have to call myself that on this?
I don't think you have to.
Okay, this is Kathy.
This is Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey.
So, for some unknown reason, we were allowed to take over the airways.
Yes.
For like a half an hour.
Don't tell Linda. She's locked in a closet.
Is R. Kelly in there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what we've Stephanie and I have bonded in many ways, but probably one of the biggest one would have to be our love of reality television.
Few people can I text in the middle of the night and just be like, Vicky Gundelson.
I'll be like, the OG? What's going on with the OG?
Where I can be like, Kelly Dodd, Bethany Frankel.
So, yeah, it's like we are a little obsessed with all things Bravo.
Yes.
And I found that since we started kicking this idea around, like what, like a couple months ago?
Yes.
And talking about it to people, there are many, many people out there.
Get out of the closet, Bravo fans.
Come on. Come
into
on.
The light. Let society see you.
We see you.
We see you.
And we also send each other gifts of housewives. Our favorite quotes. We'll have to do that one show.
Hey, when we get to like our 10th listener for this show.
What?
I'm going to get you a cameo of Dorinda going, I made it nice.
I made it nice. Dorinda, I love you.
Dorinda, come on our show. We have one other microphone. Yeah.
So, and what qualifies us to do this show? Nothing.
Years of training, Kathy.
Oh, excuse me. Years of training.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of research for this show.
It was either this or a show about Young and the Restless. So.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to my other world.
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow for Young and the Restless and hockey.
There's a lot of overlap.
There's a lot. So let's dive in.
Kicking it off.
Before the police come.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County.
Can I just say, I think it's fitting that we're talking about Real Housewives of Orange County because it's the
original.
It's the original
show.
Yeah. For those who
don't
know.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's how many years now? 12?
It only feels like 50.
Vicky has only had 50 facelifts.
Yes. Does she get one per season?
Yes, that's it. And then she's always shocked that it's still puffy when they start filming.
I know. How does she not plan this better? And did you see the previews? I think she gets something else done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, she wasn't puffy at the start of the show, but she's going to be puffy at the end.
And God bless her. She looks good. Yeah. Although, we don't like her.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Not a fan. She should have been booted with the whole fake cancer scam thing.
Yes. You know, here's my thing with Vicky. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Kathy, but Vicky gets very defensive if anyone calls her stupid. Like, I think she has some serious... Like, they say, that was stupid. Not even insulting her talent. She's like, what you did is stupid. She loses her mind.
Yeah.
I think Vicky has some serious self-esteem issues related to her intelligence level.
I think you could say that... Anybody on a reality show
has some level of
self-esteem issues.
Yes, that's true.
One could say that maybe people who just talk about it.
One could say that people who spend a significant portion of their
weekend.
We
won't say that.
Yeah.
That's not going to be us.
One could say that. But.
What do we think of the new girls? There's a lot. Don't you feel like there's more new girls on the OC than any other
That's
franchise
because of Vicky. Like, Vicky spits them up, you know. She chews them up and then she spits them out.
Yeah, and they're like, we don't need this. We have actual money.
Yeah.
Well, like, or sometimes they don't.
I think Heather Dubrow is like the classic
example.
I know. I love the first season that Heather was on and everyone was like just so afraid to talk to her
because
they were like, she has a helicopter.
Yeah.
She was just so freaking wealthy.
She was so classy.
Yeah, that's just it. And she just, I remember there was one time they talked about vibrators in front of her and she was like,
oh. Yeah, she full on clutched the pearls.
Yeah. She was like, no, we don't talk
about
that here.
Yeah, it's tough. Remember when Gretchen was first on and Tamara, I think it was only Tamara's second season.
Yeah. And Tamara. Yeah, and that's the problem is because we have
naked
the new girls.
Wasted.
Yeah. We have the new girls. And like Emily and Gina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what Emily has really brought to the show yet as far as storyline. Yeah. Gina.
Although, can I give a shout out to Shannon Kennedy who feels that... I always get their names mixed up. I feel like they should be named opposite.
Yeah.
But that Emily looks like Stifler's mom.
She does. Yeah. She does have that look. And actually, I'm going to say, this is one thing that I appreciate about Emily. I think Emily has a real body for that show.
Yes. Yeah,
because she is not.
I noticed that last night. She owns it,
and she's like, I don't work out. Yeah. I have a job. And I really appreciated that, because I feel like sometimes they just have these perfect women on there. And like the first season, remember, is all about, we work out, we do this, we do that. And it was just kind of like.
Then Shannon Bador came along.
Yeah. And then Shannon Bador came along, and she was like, I'm going to eat my feelings.
I hate this. I love her, though.
And my divorce. Yeah.
I love her still. I don't care.
No, she's great. But I just think Emily, I'm not sure what she's really offering. And I think Gina is offering a storyline.
I like Gina. I didn't like her at first, but now I do. I do feel like the accent is so put on.
Well, I think it's this fake Staten Island. Is that where she's from originally? Yeah. Accent like that, so thick, but then it's morphed into a Valley girl like tone and how she speaks. Yeah. And it's just like,
somebody needs to talk to her about her makeup too.
The contouring last
Holy
night
moly.
And the confessional was just like, do you have a nose anymore?
It was really weird. It was very Michael Jackson.
And for those who are not avid Housewives watchers, they have these.
Why are you listening?
Yeah. Well, don't insult our three listeners. One of them is my mom, okay?
Oh, sorry, Marilyn.
Unless she's watching, Jeopardy. She's cut out to watch Jeopardy.
Alex, I'll take Who's Not Supportive for $200.
Marilyn. now I'm not getting Christmas gifts. Thanks, Kathy. no, but they have these confessionals, and they film them a few times throughout. So these outfit choices really haunt them.
Yes.
And then you can also tell how they're cutting in these confessionals too, by their outfits changing in them.
In the middle of the episode.
Yeah. And Shannon debuted a new confessional look, the I Dream of Jeannie look, the high pony.
Yeah. So did you see Watch What Happens last night?
And she was in the high pony again.
She had the high pony, and she said because her ex, David Bador, didn't like her with her hair back.
Allegedly. We don't want to get sued by him because he's a sewer.
So, so now she wears her hair back. And that's also right, like the facelift of the 50-year-old. The automatic, the tight pony.
Yeah, well, remember Ramona did that on Real Housewives of New York.
Good Lord.
See,
eyes are popping.
New York season, Ramona's house renovation party.
I know.
Let's see what they bring through the second half of this season.
Yeah. It's been boring. It was boring last season.
Oh my gosh.
And it's boring this season.
Yeah, it's been hard. And
I'm trying to stick in there, ladies, but you got to give me something besides your faux Gina upsetness. Like,
here's also the other thing. I can't handle another season where the storyline is Vicky's love tank not being full.
Oh my God.
I can't. And I'm sorry. I know she considers herself the OG of the OC. But
she is, in fairness.
She is, but, you know, everybody has to retire.
Yeah. I think if the only thing she brought to the table in recent years was when Brianna's on.
Yes.
I wish she was there as a housewife.
And, I mean, do we blame her daughter for moving across the country?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think she didn't move far enough.
Yeah. She should have moved to, like...
I don't know.
Thailand. I don't know. Key West. Yeah. Could you imagine Vicky coming to Key West?
Oh my God. We'd know.
We would hear the screeching.
Woohoo. Well, yeah, we don't have an Andalese.
She would be yelling, I did not have multiple partners.
Yeah. Well, Vix.
Where would Vicky hang out if she came to Key West?
Predictions? Oh, she would be right down the lower end of Duval.
I think that she could have been a lazy gecko girl back in the day because she likes getting on the bar. Yeah,
that's she has Andalese is like locals, right?
I guess so. I bet Irish Kevin's.
God, all I want to do is go to Andalese someday. Dreaming big.
Well, maybe
Puerto Vallarta.
Now that we have this show, we'll probably be invited to do a live remote.
We're going to be.
I'm checking my phone right now.
Yeah.
Nope, no one's invited us to Andalese yet.
Right?
But dream big, Kathy.
Yeah, I will. I will for sure.
Andalese.
Let's do a little reality court.
Bum, bum, bum. There will be sound effects
there
for
will
future
be.
Reality courts.
If we're allowed back on the radio.
Yeah,
again.
If we're allowed back in. Hey, Linda.
So reality court is going to be where we take a look at something plaguing one of the franchises, whether it's a real lawsuit or just a hot topic, debatable issue.
And if you're not familiar with the reality world, again, Mom.
Why are you listening?
encourage that you should. This is the Cliff Notes. But reality stars sue each other a lot.
Yeah.
And now they're even getting into suing like Bravo and production companies. It's a lot. So, you know, that's why everything we say on the show is alleged.
Hey, should we flip this up instead and not do what we were going to talk about? Okay. Do something more relevant that's on tomorrow night.
Okay.
Flipping out.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about this.
Because Jeff was on last night.
Now, this has rocked Kathy and I's world.
It really has.
It could be us in 12 years. it could be. But so for those who don't know, we'll present the case. I'll present the facts.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. All right. So Jeff Lewis of Flipping Out has been the star of the show. He's had a faithful sidekick, so to speak, Jenny Peloso.
Who I would like to point out is also an executive producer.
Yes. And Jenny does
That's important.
Previously claim in one of her books that she originally pitched the idea for Flipping Out about her and her then husband, now ex.
Chris Elwood.
Yes. Who Jeff exposed as being a bit of a liar and a cheater on the show to Jenny. But she originally wanted it to be a show about her and her husband.
Struggling actors.
Yeah. And working for this kind of kooky boss as a side note. And they were like, love the kooky boss.
The kooky boss is the star of the show.
Yeah. You are secondary characters.
Yep.
And so over the years, we've seen a lot of people. And Jeff Lewis flips houses. He renovates and flips houses.
Yep.
And so over the years, we've seen a lot of characters come on and off. Guests, you know, people who work on the show or I guess work for him.
Yes. Lots of his assistants and designers and project managers.
Always been Jenny and Jeff.
Always.
And then this year, you know, they always kind of promo it of like, who's going to get fired?
Yes.
And it came out shortly before the show. And I told you I suspected this even before.
I know.
Because Jenny hasn't been on Jeff Lewis's radio show.
Yeah.
On Radio Andy, which is someday our goal to get onto Radio Andy's Sirius. Yeah. But we love you, Island 106.9. Yeah. But she hadn't been on the show for a while. I'm like, something's up.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, it came out that she's not on the show. She's left Jeff Lewis Design. They completely do not work together. Not only that, she and Jeff wanted her to stay on the show as a friend, he said. Not only has like that relationship ended for them working. Friendship ended.
Yep. Work impersonal.
And then Jenny filed
a complaint
against Jeff, saying that he made a hostile work environment. So that
which
this is
he,
our case.
By the way,
it's kind of,
he did.
It's the theme of the show, though.
But you knew you were complicit.
Yeah.
In that.
Well, I guess I feel like, why would you complain now?
Right. And she's, like I said, she's an executive producer, and I just binge watched all of them.
Oh.
All seasons.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like right before this news came out. So
I
had
it
all fresh.
When we need a hero, it's Kathy Gilmer.
It's me.
She's binge watching.
Hulu has all the Bravo stuff.
I need a hero.
Yeah. So I like to watch. I work from home a lot, so I like to have something I don't really have to concentrate on in the background.
Yeah.
You could say I worked at Jeff Lewis Designs during the time I binge watched it. She, for at least, the show's been on, like 10 seasons?
Yes.
So for at least the last, like, five or so, at least, Jenny has been an executive producer.
Okay.
Which means she's one of the bosses. Mm-hmm. And she's worked in that environment. Mm-hmm. Remember they had that, like, mock court for Zoila?
Yeah.
That Zoila ended up quitting?
Yeah.
And Jenny was the ringleader.
Yeah.
So she is well aware of the work environment.
She led some of the teasing of the other, you know, employees. And this is the thing that Jeff Lewis has since revealed, too, since this whole issue came out. Jenny was not actually employed directly by him anymore.
Nope.
She was paid by Bravo.
Right.
And she only worked those 6 months. And I don't...
For filming. She worked for filming's sake. Yeah. And she did, since we learned that, and we've been watching the show.
You can tell.
You can tell, but you can also tell that, she's there for entertainment. And Jeff said that years ago.
Yeah.
That's the main reason she's around, is because she's so entertaining, and she is.
I mean, she basically just walks around with a clipboard.
But I have to say, I'm ready for my verdict.
Okay, what's your verdict?
I'm on Jeff's side.
I'm going to go with Jeff, too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, bing, bing. Sorry, bing, Jenny. Bing. Love you to death, Jenny Poulos Nassis.
Not just because I need new throw pillows. I'm hoping Jeff Lewis will design some and send them to me.
I want him to design my condo.
Yeah. But I just, I'm sorry.
It's like, none of that makes any sense to me at all. And I thought it was nice last night on Watch What Happens, mm-hmm. that didn't the caller asked
yes.
if they would be friends again.
And he said, I miss her.
And yeah, and Shannon Bedore was like, oh yeah, I think so. And yeah, Jeff was like, looking, watching the rest of the season, he misses her terribly.
Yeah. And I think, you know, here's the thing. Any of these reality stars who, when they leave, mm-hmm. be grateful that for some part of your life, you got paid how many thousands of dollars
oh my
per
God.
Episode
yes.
for people just to watch.
And again,
you
as
do
an executive producer.
Yes. So you got even more money off
and
of this.
She, you know, her and Chris sold the show to Bravo.
Yeah.
So
they made
like
money.
I don't understand. So something obviously happened where they had a falling mm-hmm. out and then they're gonna be friends again. Because remember when her book came out, Jeff sued her.
Yes. Yeah.
And they got over that and were fine.
Yeah. Well, because she was revealing secrets about yep. the show and
she signed an NDA.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have that much sympathy for her.
No,
I don't.
Neither do I.
I don't.
Kathy has to watch the clock. She has to keep this ship afloat.
I know. Speaking of ships.
Oh, segue.
Look at you.
I yes! don't even have the list.
Cable, you nailed it.
Oh.
The rundown I have.
It's a scale. It's
one of our favorite shows is coming back this evening for season 6, yes. I want to say.
And it's original version of the show.
Below Deck. If you watch some of the other shows and not this show, you're a fool. Mm-hmm. A fool, I tell you.
Do you want to give a rundown of what the show is? So people
so
know,
below
for our
deck,
listeners who don't watch.
So they, it's life on a below deck on a white boat. A white boat is another term for a yacht, mm-hmm. fancy super yacht.
Yes.
Below deck, all the crew lives and interacts or whatever below the
yes.
main deck, hence below. Deck.
And this yacht is like a weekly rental type of situation. People come on for
yeah,
like 4 days.
Yeah, it's not one owner who just flies in
yeah.
and takes it out. It's, yeah, people rent the yacht for, it's I believe it's 3 days, 3 to 4 mm-hmm. days at a time
yeah.
for the purpose of the show.
I think one thing that I appreciate about the show so much, too, is pretty much all of the cast rotates.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually about, like, what would you say, 8 characters or features.
I wrote
Would
it down,
say,
remember?
Oh, Kathy is so good about this. She's counting.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. 9.
And so...
Including the captain.
The captain generally stays the same.
Yep. Although on Below Deck Med, they switched out yeah. eyebrow Captain Eyebrows
yeah,
for
well,
Sandy.
Yeah, well, I need to get rid of Sandy.
They
Yawn
really do.
Too. Sandy, like, let me meddle in your business.
Sandy, let me have the fame go to my head.
Yeah, Sandy, it's not about the toast.
Okay,
Hannah.
But anyway,
the
dry toast.
Sorry, we get a little upset sometimes. But the captain's usually the same.
Yep.
Usually...
And on Below Deck, the captain has stayed the same.
Love
Captain Lee.
Lee.
He was apparently down here a lot. Heather, that works at Lazy Dog with me, knows him from him working down
he
here.
He said today on another show that he had a Natosha coin, too, that his wife gave him as a gift.
Oh,
and he was like, that's Marianne. What a shipwreck. Yeah,
Marianne,
a shipwreck off of Key West.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually someone we could get on this show.
We probably
could. Because he's from Fort Lauderdale.
And actually, all of them show up here.
Yeah.
So the original Chief Stew was Adrian. Mm. But we love Kate Chastain.
Kate Chastain.
She's our hero.
She's our spirit animal.
She really is. I love her so much.
Gosh.
And then there's usually 2 stews under her. Mm-hmm. So stewardesses.
Usually
stews.
One of them has never breathed
yeah, the
air
third
on their own.
Stew is usually terrible. And
sometimes
then,
both of them are.
Yeah. And then you oftentimes have, depending on the size of the boat or whatever, you'll have a bosun.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the lead deckhand, but then you have a first mate who's
yes.
just under the
Name
bosun,
him.
And then 2 deckies,
yes.
crew members.
And a chef.
And a chef.
Who and a chef.
The chef has been lacking on this particular one for a little while.
Which one? Well, which chef are we referring to? Ben?
I miss Ben.
Yeah, I do miss Ben, too. Ben was on for several seasons.
Yeah, if we're on... Are we on... Can we confirm if we're on season 6 or not?
I think it's season 6, but I think he's kind of been on 4 out of 6, maybe.
Yeah, because we had Matt.
He replaced 1 year.
This is, I think, last season was the only one he wasn't there.
Well, they started 1 season with Leon, right?
Oh, that's right.
And Beef Cheeks. That's all
yeah,
they made
Beef
was
Cheeks.
Beef Cheeks
got fired.
And that was with Rocky.
Yeah, Beef Cheeks got fired, and then Matt, the lovely Canadian... Was last season
yes.
6 is this season.
He had trouble getting out the gate.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was so boring.
Yeah.
But he probably has health care.
Season 6.
Yeah.
Is what we're getting to now.
Yeah. So I think, so only back this year, familiar faces are Captain Lee and Kate, and it's all new.
Actually, yeah, season six is tonight.
I'm so excited. What time is it on?
It starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
On the Bravos.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this. You might think you can just watch this live. That is true. I'm going to say you watch it live, you DVR it, and then you go back and you break it down.
I watch it twice usually.
This is a Southern Charm level for me. Yeah, where me I have too. To like watch yeah. it and get the
and then I watch it the next details. Day.
Yeah, I'm like I'm gonna and I'm not gonna.
We're outing ourselves. Obsessive.
I won't erase it until the next one's on, and I yeah. know that I feel fulfilled.
And I watch House New York.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah. Sometimes with New York, you got to watch it closed captions once because they're fighting so much. Oh my God,
they're fighting so much. I miss them so much.
God, come back.
Come back soon.
We miss you. They're probably filming right now.
So talk about Below Deck. All right, let's go. Sorry. Let's do Below Deck between Below Deck Regular and the Below Deck Mediterranean.
Okay.
Let's break it down. Who would you have as your favorite captain?
Do we even need to say?
I know, it's Captain Lee.
Captain Lee. Obviously. Yes, and I say that because he's wonderful.
He's the best.
He's like the father that everyone kind of needs in their life. You know,
he has the best ridiculous expressions ever. Yes. Most of which we can't really say.
Yeah,
but they're really good. Yeah, I liked Mark.
I did like Mark.
He's probably second for me, and Sandy third.
Yeah, I just don't that's like the only three. Sandy. Actually, Sandy would be fourth as behind whatever new captain they hire.
Nice.
It's not about the toast.
All right, now who would you have for bosun?
Kate. I'm sorry.
No. Bosun is.
Oh, sorry.
She'd be terrible at it.
Well, that's true. I did like Eddie.
I think Eddie would be mine as well.
Now, if I want
Kelly was terrible.
Kelly was terrible.
Pretty.
And what's Nico? Was bad. I just like Nico. Just thought he should be bosun because he said he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Like that's the amazing thing about so many people. They're like, no, I want to be bosun. And then they're like, I've earned it. No.
And then Captain Lee said at the reunion that he would not have given him his stripes.
Oh.
Burn. Okay, so Eddie would be our bosun. Who would be our first mate then? From both?
Both seasons.
Both series.
Why do I want to put like a wild card in there and put like Brian, who was like the most obnoxious?
Oh my God,
just because it'd be so much fun to watch.
I agree.
You got to keep it interesting. They can't all be good.
I agree with you 100%.
Because I feel like Eddie.
Shake it up.
And Eddie
would be able to put him in his place.
Well, the great thing is Eddie had some secrets revealed the last season was on because he.
Yeah.
Was hooking up with the craziest person in the history of the world.
All right. That's good. So we need two deckhands.
All right. So, yeah. I'm putting Brian on there. And
well, Brian's the first mate.
Oh, okay. What about our girl this
Connie.
Connie. And who did we have on Below Deck Med just finished? The girl. Jamie. Could you imagine Connie and Jamie together?
Oh, no. What about Connie and the dude, the guy from Below Deck Med? The Long Island guy.
Oh, yes. Connor? Was that his name? No, Connor was the puffy, the young one.
Oh, right.
But yes.
It just ended and we can't remember.
Yeah, I know.
So the Long Island guy.
Well, because unfortunately, those two were totally overlooked in the drama that was Joao.
But I'm picking Connie over Jamie.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm going
with. I would take that. But I do think Jamie was just adorable.
I loved her. But
yeah,
she can come on
Kyle,
as a guest.
Kyle? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. We remember
Brit.
You, Kyle.
We do. What about Chief Stew?
Chief Stew, of course, Kate.
Yep.
I mean, Hannah just has a meltdown. Hannah is put... like what I like about Kate is she's hooking up, but not in a unclassy way. Hannah, it just seems desperate to me.
Hannah, I feel like Hannah looks for a showmance.
Yeah. And I think Hannah will hate someone Hannah. And then she'd be like, but let's hook up.
Yeah
I do too. She's not Kate, doing any favors for the females.
She's no Kate Chastain.
Yeah, she's no Kate Chastain.
All right, and she needs two deckhands. I mean, two stews.
Two stews. Oh, I miss from first season.
Cat. Yeah, agreed.
Cat was great because she was also sneaking drinks like when no one was watching. And I do like Amy.
Yep.
I think
I don't know if that threesome, we've been there and done that.
Have we?
Yeah, because remember, Kat and Kat
and Amy were the first season together.
Well, no, that was second season.
Or second season, yeah.
Kate and Kat kind of ganged up on Amy.
Yeah, and then Amy came back. It's not that we watched this a lot.
Is anybody else funny?
Oi.
What about Bree?
Bree was good.
She was a little bland, though, actually.
Yeah, I think, well, she kind of got distracted with Nico. That's the problem.
What if we had Rocky and Kat on the same?
Oh, goodness. That would be good. I'm putting it in.
Because we need some drama.
Well, and then that brings back the Rocky-Eddie romance, yeah, too.
Exactly. Okay. And you know Rocky and Kat, would not get along.
So who's your chef?
Who's Ben?
Ben.
It has to be Ben. Yes. I do like Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from
Adam
Below
is,
Deck Med.
Adam was so much better this year.
So much better. Yeah.
Adam, and it was so funny because like immediately Brooke was like, let's be married. And yeah. Adam's like, no.
No.
Learn that lesson.
Oh, Brooke was awful.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. We have Captain Lee. We've got our bosun is Eddie. Our first mate is Brian. Our deckhands are Connie and dude from Long Island.
Dude from Long Island. I think his name is something.
You gotta look it up. Chief Stew, Kate. Our stewardesses, Kat and Rocky, and our chef is Ben. So look at that. We only have one person from Below Deck Med.
Wow. That was Brian. He's a total jerk.
He's a jerk. We only put him in for drama.
Yeah. We're like, because he just said the stupidest things.
He did. Yeah. He was terrible.
He felt like everyone wanted. Tiffany was a good deckhand, too.
I liked her, but
yeah.
I think you're right. I think you need
some drama in there.
I think you need Brian.
We need one bit of crazy. Because could you imagine Kate and Brian on the same boat together?
Oh, my God.
You'd be like, dude, I don't understand. Don't understand where you're mad about this.
Yeah. And you put Dean Slover back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. I can't wait for tonight. Ooh. Two more hours, right?
Is that nine?
Nine.
So one more hour.
We're getting close to the witching hour. Don't have to stay up as late. So let's do a quick rundown here for there's shows that we actually don't both watch.
Yes.
We've got, let's see, 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you get a minute. Sell me on a show.
Okay. I'm going to sell you on the show Married at First Sight, which is a lovely show where desperate single people from a certain city all beg people to get them married to somebody that they do not know. And they're like, it's okay. I'm ready for love. I'll move. I'll do this. I'll change religions. Whatever it takes. And they marry the person and promptly go back. They're like, what? I have to move in with them. We can't live in my house. He drinks Coke and I'm a Pepsi person. Like, these are the things.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. And then they actually get real married and they have to get real divorced.
That's awesome.
Hashtag too true.
Just what we need for America.
Yes, more divorce.
I would say I'm a little torn, but I got to go with the tried and true Survivor.
Oh.
In the 36 seasons, I have never missed an episode.
Really?
Yeah. I love that show because it's the same concept every year, but because the players change... Mm-hmm. The game changes every single time.
Which, that's what we love about Below Deck Med.
Exactly.
Like, Kate and me are like our hosts.
Yeah, so I love Jeff Probst so much. I think he's a brilliant host. And yeah, this season, last season kind of stunk. Mm-hmm. But this season, there was a 2-hour premiere last week. And we had a medical evacuation. We had drama already. We already have the beginning of a showmance.
Do they still get to bring their one like luxury item or
thing? Kinda, sort of.
I just always thought that was fascinating what people picked.
Yeah.
Because I'm so vain, you know, I'd be like, a razor.
Yeah. Get a wax before you go.
Yeah.
It's my Survivor advice. But anyway, that's all the time we have.
Time just flew by, Kathy.
We'll be back next week, and maybe next week we'll have a name for this show.
To be determined.
So yeah, maybe hit us up on the socials and come up
Give
with
us
some
a
names.
Because
we can't seem to...
We want reality in it, though.
Yeah, it has to have the word reality in it so people can find us.
Google us.
So when they're trying to Google something else, we
Two
pop up.
Two broads talking about reality.
Yeah, that's what we want in life. But thank you very much, Stephanie Capel.
Thank you, Kathy Gilmore.
And catch us at Comedy Key West.
Yeah.
And hit us up and let us know. And we're looking for guests, too, for this.
So if you're a fan... If you love reality TV...
Yeah, let us know.
Or if you hate reality TV and think you can take us down...
Let us know, because we'll block you.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Yay.
Hi, this is Faith Michaels from Aquanight Club, and you're listening to WIIS Key West.